This is There's Not a Word Yet, a Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope fanfic, written by Petra and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC 17 and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, with additional tags for threesome, female, male, male, cunnilingus, catharsis, bereavement, sibling incest. This story takes place in the immediate aftermath of Episode 4 and deals with the destruction of Alderaan. Summary. Being good in bed is not synonymous with being strong in the Force, or with being good at sex. Damn it. Leia tastes like the standard soap the Rebellion uses in its refreshers, and all the kisses and all they've drunk since they scrambled the base on Yavin 4, and after a few quick tugs on his hair, she tastes like herself, sweet salt and dangerous. She spreads under Luke's tongue and laughs and sighs and pulls him in closer until it's hard to breathe. He's used to holding his breath between long shots, to get the aim just right, to flick his fingers and his tongue just so. She groans, and this time Han's the one who laughs, who touches her somewhere, holds her wrists or her ankles, and says, "Careful, Your Highness." "I don't want to be careful." She sounds young, pleasure drunk, and just plain drunk, and just rocking her hips against Luke's face. "More, please, I can't." He couldn't make her wait. It's like her racing pulses pounding in his heart, too, and pushing him on. Down another canyon to a target, but this one is as big as a sun. Whatever stupid jokes the guys made. Luke couldn't miss this if he tried. All he has to do is give her what she needs. And it's as clear as if he'd managed to bend around himself, just like this. Just this fast. And she's scratching at his scalp, saying his name again, and yes. And when she tenses, he goes tense, too. Like this is the thing his body's been waiting for this whole long, miserable, glorious day. And the world is bright as a lightsaber behind his eyes. "Don't stop," she says. And he couldn't, any more than he can imagine spending a day apart from her. "Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop," she says. Her shoulders shaking, and she's crying. Luke sits up and nearly cracks his head against Han's. "What did I do wrong?" he asks. His jaw aches, and his fingers are the kind of water-wizened he thought people from other planets made up. And somewhere in there, he came in his shorts, but that doesn't matter. "I'm sorry." Leia has her hands over her face. "You didn't. Just go. Leave me alone." "Hey now," Han says, lying down with a centimeter between himself and Leia. "Maybe you forgot where you ended up, but you're in my rack. If she wants us to leave, we're leaving." Luke glares at him and wishes he knew how to use the Force. A real Jedi could pick Han up by the scruff of his neck and get him out of there and probably get him dressed along the way. Leia shakes her head. "No, I'll go." She sits up, tugging her tunic down. I shouldn't be here. It's not... It wasn't about you." She swallows heavily, and for a moment she looks poised. Or she looks like she'd look poised if she wasn't also crying. "I'll go back to my bunk and let you do whatever you wish." Han, naked, is extremely promising, but Luke has the distinct sense that it won't be hard to get him naked again some other time when Leia isn't hurting. "Can I come with you?" Luke asks. "I'd like to be alone." She doesn't finish saying the word before she's in tears again. Han shrugs at Luke, who shakes his head and hugs her. Nobody who can't even say they want to be alone actually wants to be alone. She cries on his shoulders instead of shoving him away. That's two for Luke, probably, as long as he doesn't count one against himself for going when she said don't stop, and really meant don't stop. It's been a long, hard day, he says, rocking her a little, the way Aunt Beru used to rock him when he was sick. The thought makes him tear up. She didn't even get to see her family the way he did. Maybe they were off planet. He knows better than to ask. Luke kisses her temple. Can I help you take your hair down? Naya's fingers tighten in his shirt. My mother put my hair into these spirals. Not the same pair, obviously. They need to be redone regularly. But when I take them down, I shall have to put my hair into a morning braid for Alderaan. She rests her forehead against his chest. As long as I wear them, I am my parents' daughter. When I take them down, that is the day I admit to myself they are gone. Doesn't matter what you do with your hair, they're still with you, Han says, no teasing in his voice. Them and all the things they ever taught you. How to shoot like a demon. How to walk like you own any ship you're on. He touches her free shoulder. I may be a smuggler, and I may be drunk enough I don't know where I left my boots, but you two can sleep in my rack tonight if you want, or any night. I'll just be off to find you some of Mama Solo's miracle cure. If you don't need it, it tastes like somebody strained it through sweaty socks. If you do, well, drink up. Leia clears her throat. Thank you, she says. And she sounds about half like her normal self. I am sorry, Luke, but I'm rather indisposed. Luke tries to figure out what she's apologizing for. It takes a while to get to any possible answer that makes sense. And when he gets to one, he shakes his head. You needed what you needed. I just wanted you to feel good. Another time, she says, and kisses his cheek. Sure. He's still fuzzy from drinking entirely too much, and she could warm him right up again. But it's not a good time for that. Besides, he'd better get to the fresher before Han finds out he's a mess and makes fun of him. That would be a great way to make another time into never again, you uncultured lout. Han comes back with three bottles of something that has a certain foot-like scent, but a pretty inoffensive flavor. He hands them two, then says, "Here goes nothing," and chugs his serving. Luke and Leia shrug at each other, then drink theirs. It's not nearly as bad as he'd warned them it would be, which implies that they might need it. "Thanks," Luke says, and hands his empty bottle back to Han, who nods and gets rid of them. You tired yourself out, Your Highness? What with one thing and another? Yes, she says. Well, as it's my rack, I'd usually call the middle, but you can have it if you want, Han says generously. Leia purses her lips and settles in. Thanks. Luke kisses her cheek. I'll be right back. It's a bit of a fight with the fresher before he's clean enough to be ready to sleep, and then he runs into 3PO and asks to tell him to keep quiet. Actually, whose are you anyway right now? 3PO waves his arms and considers this. Arguably, we are yours, Master Luke, unless you intend to give us to the Rebellion. Maybe in a few days. But before that transfer goes through, while you're still officially mine, do me a favor. If anyone's looking for Princess Leia, tell them she's on the kind of leave you get when someone in your family dies, okay? Bereavement leave? Why, sir, is that accurate? I did not know. I must send my condolences at once. No, she's sleeping. I'll tell you said, all right? Luke lowers his voice. What would be the usual amount on Alderaan for the loss of both parents? 3PO calculates. A standard month, at minimum. Luke closes his eyes. She'd never agree to that. I need her too much. Well, let's start with 3 days. And if she needs more time than that before she sees anybody, we'll do something. I don't know what, but something. He runs his fingers through his hair and tries to imagine Leia taking a break without falling apart. If he had anything to give her but the quickest, fastest comfort, he would. All he can do is listen. That's not worth much. Okay, 3PO. She's on bereavement leave. As you say, sir. When he gets back to Han's rack, he almost leaves them alone. Leia's snuggled up in his arms asleep, and she looks comfortable. But Han opens his eyes and gestures to him, so Luke peels his tunic off and curls up with them, a little too tightly for comfort at first. The warmth of their body means that when he starts to dream of the Death Star and body is freezing in space, none of the cold, flash-freezing extremities reaches his. The soft breathing in his ears means that when he wakes from a nightmare of the homestead burning, Leia strokes his hair until he relaxes back into sleep. He wakes another time with her clutching his hand, saying, "No, no, I won't tell." He says, "You're safe." She shudders, then asks, "Luke?" "I'm right here," he says softly, half asleep. "We're together, and we're safe." Leia falls asleep, her hand curled around his wrist. The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Adelapod as part of the Winter Podfic Treats Fest 2020. Or exchange, not fest, I guess. I assume everything is a fest. Adela, you are one of my go-to Luke Leia Han friends. And, like, I don't know, it's been on my mind lately that we never actually really see Leia grieve or Luke grieve because, like, they both have their, basically my whole world explodes. My whole world implodes, rather, both literally and metaphorically for the two of them. And then they have each other to lean on, but that's about it. And I have a headcanon that Leia feels the destruction of Alderaan the same way that Luke and Obi-Wan do, but she doesn't know she's Force-sensitive, so she just thinks that's like, you know, the sound of a million voices crying out and we're silenced is just like her shock and horror and her own heartbreaking, you know? But actually, it's the Force. But I love this idea that in the sort of gaping wound that all of their Luke's connections to Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen and Leia's connection to her people and her parents, like, that sort of snaps Luke and Leia's connections together into like a sharper focus and a stronger bond than it might have because they're both leaning on each other as support. And, Han is like, "This is my bed. Just, this is mine." In a way that is adorable to me because, like, dude, you have a whole spaceship. Calm down. Let the two traumatized teenagers use you as their emotional support cuddle toy and say thank you. Also, culturally significant hairstyles and emotionally fraught hair braids. My kryptonite. I love it so much. I love the idea that, like, Leia is clinging to, "This is the last thing my parents ever gave me. This is the last time I will ever be this person. It's so good for me. It hurts me in my soul in the best way possible." So yes, Adela, I hope this stabbed you in the heart in the best way possible. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope anyone else who's listening also enjoys it, maybe cries a little bit because, you know, welcome to the club. And thank you to Petra for having blanket permission to ruin my day emotionally in the best way possible. So yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.